Chapter 7.
Give it up, or I'll cut your throat.
I wouldn't yield, not to them, not to men lacking character. And my pride wouldn't let me give in to an inferior but skilled and well-armed force. Despite the numbers, I tried to speak. The leader cut me off.
Save it! Your tongues cause you enough trouble. Keep your peace and get ready to die, freak.
I was tired and no longer hungry, but agitated now. I didn't like that word, freak. I would not yield, not to this scum. Not now. Not nohow. Especially when I was fast. Faster than them all. I could draw Fang faster than they could swing. I told myself to do it. I willed myself to do it. But I did not. I couldn't risk killing. Evil men or not. There had to be a better way. There always was, my father said. I locked my eyes on his and summoned my magic within. Dragon magic. Ancient, wonderful, accessible. I could see my reflection in the man's eyes. His hardened features slackened at the sound of my thoughts.
Lower your sword,
I suggested.
Huh?
He said, shaking his head.
What did you say?
It wasn't working. I summoned all I had within, my gold eyes glowing.
What was that?
One said.
A demon,
cried another. I made my suggestion again, putting all my mental strength behind it this time.
Drop your sword.
The leader's blade clattered to the ground.
What did you do that for?
The enforcers said.
He's a demon, I tell you.
I punched the man in the jaw, dropping him like a stone.
I'm...
I knocked another's helmet off.
Not...
I disarmed and disabled the leader.
A demon!
One rushed. I had room to move now. I dipped and struck. My dragon arm's jabs were like black lightning. The leader struggled back to his feet. I booted him in the ribs, lifting him from his knees. Evil men calling me a demon? Such gall! One dove on my back. Another climbed on my legs. I slung one crashing into a table and drove the other's head into the hard floor. I was dusting my hands off and saying, "That should do it," when a large shadow fell over me. Big Brock was back. I crashed into the nearest wall, wondering,
"How did I forget about him?"
Have you ever been hit by a log before? Me either. But I was pretty sure I knew what that felt like now. Brock was quick for a big man. Not as quick as me, but as quick as an 8-foot-tall man could be. And when he punched, you could feel it from one side to the other.
My head! My gut!
I struggled back to my feet and raised up my fist, saying,
"You want some more of this?"
He knocked me off my feet and on my butt. Gasping for air, I held my hands out, saying,
"You don't hit very hard for a big fella."
"What did you say?"
Brock said, his voice as loud as distant thunder. I held my nose. It was all I could do. I felt like the only thing holding my body together was my armor.
"What did you say?"
I mocked back. I don't know why I did that. I guess it was a character flaw that exposed itself in moments of desperation. Brock grabbed me by my collar and with two hands threw me across the room and into the bar. He was strong, very strong, and he hit as hard as an ogre. He came back. I snatched Dragon Claw from Fang's hilt and stabbed him in the leg.
"Ouch!"
That's all he said. "Ouch!" As if I'd pricked him with a pin. He swatted the small dagger from my hand, sending it spinning across the floor. Oh, I was defenseless now. I was rattled. I couldn't understand why I couldn't handle this big man. I reached for the sword along my belt. He stopped me.
"No, no, no, demon.
I'm not a demon."
He wrapped his arms around me as he lifted me from the ground. My feet dangled from the floor as he squeezed the life out of me.
How's that feel?
I managed to say, great. I haven't had my back cracked in forever. He squeezed harder. I flexed my muscles. The harder he squeezed, the more I flexed. I just hoped my bones didn't crack. The pressure was becoming unbearable.
Give up, demon. I've cracked bones thicker than yours before. Dwarfs, orcs, elves, I broke them all.
Who was this man? And what was he doing in this farm village? I snapped my head back into his chin and saw stars as he laughed.
Any moment you will die,
he said in my ear. He might be right. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. And I didn't have an ounce of magic left inside me. Maybe venturing without Brenwar was a bad idea after all. One thing was for certain. If it wasn't for the dwarven armor I wore, I'd have been cracked like an egg already. I had to do something. Anything.
You ate it, didn't you?
I said.
Ate what?
All the food.
He slammed me to the floor as hard as he could. Breathless, I tried to speak, but couldn't form the words. Brock grabbed me by the hair, jerked my head back, and wrapped his arms around my neck and throat and squeezed.
Oh, no.
This was bad. Very bad. Brock, the giant man, had me in a sleeper hold. My fingers clutched for the door, the only way of escape. I expected Brenwar to burst through at any moment. But darkness came instead.